Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we studied the hadith called Hadith al-Jibreel, famously known as Hadith al-Jibreel. Incident where Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a human form. And as we go through this hadith, we'll see that there were certain things that were peculiar about him. One of the things was, is that Sahaba didn't recognize him, came in a human form. They knew the people around. They were in touch with the people that would be around. And here a person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his clothes were extremely white and his hair was extremely black. There was no sign of any travel on him. In other words, when a person travels, then you'll see on his clothing and you'll see on his style and his way that dust will be there because of all the travel. There'll be some maybe dirt on his body, etc. But absolutely nothing. Perfect, they saw this person that had come, and then he sat in tashahhud position. So he sat in tashahhud position in such a way that his knees now were touching the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the few lessons that we took yesterday, just quickly to recap, is that a person should always try and maintain, especially a student, to try and maintain the outside, his outside clothing, etc. should be clean, should be impeccable. Ideal color should be white. Here we see Jibreel alayhi salam came with the color white. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also liked the color white. And he encouraged that people should wear white. And he also encouraged that the mayyit should be wrapped in a white shroud. So anyway, here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now was asked a few questions. And today we'll do the questions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked. So an Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu qal, bainama nahnu julusun inda Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dhata yawmin, إذ طلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر لا يرى عليه أثر السفر ولا يعرفه منا أحدا حتى جلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسند ركبتيه إلى ركبتيه ووضع كفيه على فخذيه وقال يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبرني عن الإسلام. So now when he came and he sat in front of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in tashahhud position, in such a way that his knees was now touching the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he put his hands on the laps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked his question in this manner, that akhbirni ya Muhammad, he first said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhbirni anil Islam, inform me what is Islam. So the first thing that ulama mentioned is that how come Jibreel alayhi salam said ya Muhammad, when sahaba were not allowed to address Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his name. The explanation that is given is that Jibreel alayhi salam was an angel. The command was for human beings, was for the Sahaba, that you don't address Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his name. This command wasn't for Jibreel alayhi salam. So therefore Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam could address Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Islam. Now Islam, we generally know it as our religion, our deen. But actually it refers to the outer dimension of a person, with regards to his salat, with regards to his zakat, with regards to hajj. So all the outer dimensions, the outward is known as Islam, and the inner dimension is known as iman. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives such a beautiful answer, that giving the outward dimension when he was asked what is Islam, and then later on we'll see when he's asked about iman, he speaks about the inner dimension of a person's deen. So anyway, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked what is Islam, فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطاع إليه سبيلا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says that a person testifies that he is none worthy of worship except Allah, and رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is his messenger, final messenger. وتقيم الصلاة, that he establishes صلاة, and he gives zakat. وتصوم رمضان, he fasts in the month of Ramadan. وَتَحُجَّ الْبَيْتَ إِنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, and that if he has the ability, then he performs Hajj. One thing we learn from here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our deen so easy. That those things that we can do, he's made compulsory. Those things that are difficult to do, Rasulullah s.a.w. deliberately say, إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, if he has the ability to do it. Otherwise, imagine how a poor person would feel. He can't do something that is compulsory on him. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, if he has that ability, takes care of everything, means a person has got the conveyance to go, he's got the means to go, he's got the amount of money that is needed to go. So all these things make it necessary first before a person can go for Hajj. Otherwise a person doesn't need to feel bad. This is not something that is compulsory on him. Qala, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, sorry, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he heard Rasulullah sallam giving this answer, he said, Sadaqta, you have spoken the truth. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, فَعَجِبْنَا لَهُ يَسْأَلُهُ وَيُصَدِّقُهُ. We were surprised that this person came to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a question. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is answering him, and now he is testifying that you gave the correct answer. So this is like an examination. They never seen this before, that somebody is coming to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is telling him, then he is saying, Sadaqta, that you have said it correctly, you have testified correctly. So this surprised us. قَالَ فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ. Then he asked, that, inform me, what is Iman? قَالَ أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ قَالَ صَدَقْتَ. Now when he was asked, what is Iman? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started mentioning the inward dimensions of a person's, in other words, things to do with a person's belief. So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person firmly believes in Allah, he believes in his malaika, he believes in all his books, وَرُسُلِهِ, he believes in all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, he believes in the last day, وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, he believes in something as taqdeer, everything good, everything that is evil, whatever difficult things that befall him, whatever good things that befall this person, he believes fully that this is from my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's believing that it's from Allah, then he'll be able to embrace it so easily. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our deen so beautiful that when a person has belief, then it brings about relief. When a person has disbelief, then it only brings about grief. So this shows us that when a person has full belief that whatever is coming to me is from Allah ta'ala, this person brings relief, he's happy. He brings some closure, even if it's difficulty, it brings some closure, some loss in business, some loss in family, some loss in health, some loss in wealth. But there's some closure that this came from Allah, it was meant to happen, it's taqdeer. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. It was meant to happen, it would never ever have missed me. And Allah Ta'ala wanted something to get me that would have never missed me. He wanted something to miss me that would never ever get me. So when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned these things to Jibreel Alayhi Salaam, again he said, صَدَقْتَ, you have spoken the truth. We'll continue from you tomorrow inshaAllah. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.